Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Ninvavam and Aleph. We're holding on Ninvavam and Aleph, the second line from the top. Echad Ha'arev, Echad Ha'goyim Merkana. The Mishnah said all these different types of bias, which Rashi coins as with the term Bia Garua. If a person was Bayal, Shoigig, Mezid, Aines, Ratzon, all these types of bias, but Maisa, he's kind of her. So says the Gemara, my Kana, to what extent is he kind of her when he does the Bia Garua? So Rav Amar Kana Lako, Rav says completely, Shmuel Amar like Kana L'Dvar Ma'amurim V'Parsha, only with the things that are said in the Parsha, meaning, L'Irej V'Nefsei Achiv, U'L'Paitchim V'Na Yibam, to Yarshan the brother, and also that now she's Pater from Yibam, and all the other Yivam in my Pater, and 100% is considered a Yiba. But when it comes to things that are out of the parsha, like being Meichel or in Truma, if let's say Shimon Zakaye, and now Mrs. Reuven falls to him to Yibam, so Shimon is not able to be Meichel, Mrs. Reuven, and Truma, because that's not in the parsha of Yibam. So now says the Gemara, though, that Minan Nisuin, Ledivriya Kol Achla. If Mrs. Reuven was married to Reuven with Nisuin, so everybody agrees that even though Shimon's only doing a Bia Guru with her, she's allowed to eat Truma, to have a Ska Achla Meikar, because anyway, she was already eating anyways until now. Ki Pligi Minan Erisin, the Machlaikis is, if let's say she had only done Erisin with Reuven, and then Reuven died, and Shimon then goes ahead and does a Bia Garua with her. Rav Amrei Chalos, the Rabbi Rechmana Bia Shaygi Kemezit. Rav said that she could eat Truma because she's regular Ish V'Ishtoi. The Torah said that it counts. Ushmuel Amr Ki Rabbi Rechmana Lu'ukmi V'Mokim Baal. Where Shmuel limits the Drasha, he says that the Drasha only allows him, the Yavam, when it's a Bia Garua, to be in place of the Baal, of the original husband. But Alumi Mi Baal Loi, but not to make him stronger than Ruvain, not to make him stronger than the husband. Vaz the Shmuel Tamei, and Shmuel Zashitasoid Amr Av Nachman Amr Shmuel, Kosha Baal Maichel, Yavam Maichel, V'Chol which the Gemara assumes to be talking about a Bia Garua, that any time the Baal was able to be Maichel, so then the Yavam can be Maichel as well. But if the Baal was not able to be Maichel, so then the Yavam cannot be Maichel. However, as the Gemara, Meisfe, we learned in the Braisa, Bas Yisrael Pekachash and Nisar Sel Kayim Pekach, if you have a regular Bas Yisrael who marries a regular Kayim, Vahisvik, Lekayim Sach and Nisharish, and he wasn't able to do Nisun with her until she became a Cheresh, she became the status of a Shaita. So now the Halacha is a Cheles, even if they do Nisun, so Eina Cheles. So even if they do Nisun afterwards, she's not able to eat Truma. So now Midaraisa, she could, even after Erisin, she could eat Truma. And even Midrabanan, there would seem to be no reason to be geyser. The only reason why normally, let's say they're geyser, is because she's going to go back home and her brothers might eat the truma that she puts into the fridge. But here now, they did Nisuin, even though it's true that the Nisuin is only a Nisuin de Rabbanan, but Lamaisa, now she's living with the Kayin, she's living in the Kayin's house, so why can't she eat Truma? So we're going to see later, it's a Gezerah of Nisui Echeresh Atu Kedush Echeresh. In the case of Kedush Echeresh, they're not married Midaraisa. And we don't want them to think that she could eat Truma, because then Midaraisa, even Midaraisa, she's not allowed to. Because Midaraisa, it's not a Kedusha. It's true in this case she could, but that's because it's only Nesuei Cheresh. But they were guys in Nesuei Cheresh, not to Kedusha Cheresh. Al-Kopanim says the Braisa, and this is what's negated to us over here, that Mace, if let's say Reuven dies, let's say the husband dies, V'nafalufne Yavam Cheresh, and Mrs. Reuven now falls to Yavam, who's also a Cheresh, so if he's a Cheresh, it means that he has the status of a Shaita, he's obviously not going to be having Kavana when he does the Yibam, so it's going to be a Bia Garua. And still says the Braisa, Icheles, that he could be Maichel, her, and Truma, even though the Baal was not able to be Maichel, her, the Yavam is able to be Maichel, her. So, Bishlamel Rab Nicha, El Shmuel Kasha, so according to Rab, it's fine, but according to Shmuel, who said that a Bia Garua can only make the Yavam in place of the Baal, so how could this Bia Garua make him better than the Baal? So says the Gemara, Amar Lach Shmuel, Eima Hachis. Touch up the Braisa like this. If they only did Nisuin after she became a Cheresh, so then she cannot eat Truma. On that, the Braisa then adds, Kaneis V'achar Kach Nischarish. However, if they did Nisuin, and then only after Nisuin she became a Cheresh, so then she's allowed to eat Truma, because they already did regular Nisuin. Meis, if then he dies, V'naflufne Yavam Cheresh, and she falls to a Yavam who's a Cheresh, now Shimon doesn't be a Garua, she could eat Truma, because anyway she was eating Truma until now. So now what's the pshat umay bezu? What does it mean when the Braisa says that here we see that the Yavam has a bigger kayach than the Baal? The Lubal Cheresh Meikara Le'echeles, the Yavam Cheresh Meikara Achla. The Chiddush is that here the Yavam's not married to her right now. He's doing a Bia Garua to marry her. If the Baal would have done such a thing, a Baal Cheresh would not be able to be Meichel. It's only because he already was did Nisun with her, that's why he's able to be Meichel her. But Be'etzim, a Baal Cheresh cannot be Meichel if he does Nisuin after he becomes a Cheresh. Yet over here, the Yavam Cheresh could be Meichel, so that's the Chiddush. V'yigad Amri, some have a whole different version of understanding the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Now, Mina Erisin Divra Kol Loy Achla. Everybody agrees if Mrs. Reuven falls from Erisin, and then Shimon is Miyabi Mrs. Reuven with the Bia Garua, so everybody would agree that Loy Achla, the Loy Achla B'chai Baal, because he's not going to be greater than the Baal, and being that she wasn't able to eat by the Baal, so a Bia Garua is not going to make the Yavam stronger than the Baal. Ki pligi min a nesuin. Machlokes was about nesuin. Rav amrei cheles the avakachla meikara. Rav says that now she could eat truma because she was eating from truma from the beginning. So the yavam is not being stronger than the baal. He's just taking the place of the baal. Ushmuel amrei ena cheles because ki Rabbi Rachman be a shogi kameza ledvarim murim beparsha v'luchol mili loy. Where Shmuel says that no, because Shmuel holds as a klal that a bia garua, even though the Torah was marbet, was only marbet for the things that are in the parsha for Yerusha and for Petor Yibam, but it wasn't marbet at all when it comes to the hachalas truma. When it comes to being maichel achilas truma, so the Torah was not marbet be a garua. I've ever asked the Gemara, Amar of Nachman and Marshmuel, Kol Shabal Maichel, Yava Maichel, and we said before that's talking about a Bia Garua, that any time the Baal is Maichel, so then if the Yavam does a Bia Garua, he also is able to be Maichel. Says the Gemara, Ima Kol Bia Shabal Maichel Ba, Yava Maichel Ba, V'chol Bia Shina Baal Maichel Ba, Ina Yava Maichel Ba. No, it's not talking about doing a Bia Garua like in this case. It's talking about, it's saying that any time you have a Bia, that if the Baal would do it, it would be Maichel, like a Bia Schopa. So then if the Yavam does such a Bia, meaning a regular Bia, he also is able to be Maichel. But any Bia that the Baal would not be able to do, so then also the Yavam cannot do. If he does a Bia Garua, he's not going to be Maichel or in Truma. That's what Shmuel meant to say. However, as the Gemara Meisve, we learned in the Braisa, still a kasha on Shmuel. The Braisa says, the Braisa we quoted before, Bas Yisrael, Pikachash, Nitzar, Silukayim, Pikeach, you have a regular Bas Yisrael who does Erisin with a regular Kayin, Mahispik, Lakayin Sach, Nischairish, she doesn't get the chance to do Nisuin until she already becomes a Cheresh. Eina, Ichala, so she's not able to eat Truma. Meis, Venafuf, Neyavim Cheresh, if he dies. And now the woman falls in front of Shemin, who's also a Cheresh, so Echeles, so now she could eat Shuma through the Bia, even though it's a Bia Garua. Ubezu Yafa Kayach Yavam, mi Kayach Baal. So Bisham al Rav, Mitaritz, Kedetaritz, Meikara. So Bisham, according to Rav, even though he says that after Erisin, Bia Garua is not going to be Maichel, and over here the Braisa seems to be saying that it is Maichel, he could be Mitaritz, the same way Shmuel was Mitaritz in the Lishna Kama. Now really it's talking about Nisuin. But according to Shmuel Kasher, but according to Shmuel, Shmuel holds that even after Nesuin, a Bia Garua can never be Maichel, so what's the Pshat in the Braisa? So says the Gemara Kasha, this Braisa is Taka, a Kasha on Shmuel. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tan Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, we quoted the first half above, that Bas Yisrael Pikachash Nesar Salakayim Pikach, Lehispik Lekayim Tzach Nescharish, Eino Ichelas. This case, that if a Bas Yisrael, if a regular Bas Yisrael marries a regular Kayin, and they did Erisin, but then they didn't get a chance to do Nisuin until she already became a Cheresh, so then she's not able to eat Truma. Nailu Laban, however, if she has a child together with the Kayin, so then the Cheles, then the child is Meichel her. Meisa Ben, if the child dies, Rab Nasan Aymer Echeles, Rab Nasan says she's still allow her to eat Truma, the Chamim Aymer Meina Echeles, and the Chamim say no. So now my time is Rab Nasan, the Chamim make a lot of sense, being that she doesn't have a son anymore, and without a son, we normally do not allow her to eat Truma, Gzeira of Nisui Cheresh, Atu Kedushi Cheresh. So why all of a sudden now, when the son dies, why should we still allow her to eat truma? So says the Gemara Tutarutzim. I'm a rabbi. Since she already started eating, so we're not going to make this gzeira to make her stop. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, really, just because someone started eating, we never make them stop. El me'ata Bas Yisrael shenisa l'kayin umisle. If a Bas Yisrael is married to a kayin, and then the kayin dies on her, dies. So teichel, we're going to allow her to eat truma shekavar achla because she was ready eating. And no, of course not. She has to stop eating. El kevin demisle pakale kedush demina. Once the kayin dies, and now his kedusha leaves her. Hachanami kevin demisle pakale kedush demina. Same thing now with her son. Once the son dies. So now, she loses her ability to eat truma. So Elam Rabbi Yosef, a different shat. Except for Rab Nasan, Nesui Cheresh, Machilim B'truma, V'loi Gazrina Nesui Cheresh, Atu Kedusha Cheresh. The reason why Rab Nasan allows her to eat truma is because Rab Nasan holds, and in general, Nesui Cheresh is allowed to eat truma. We don't make a Gzeirah of Nesui Cheresh, Atu Kedusha Cheresh. Amalei Abaye asked, the Achi, if so, so the Noidul Laben Lamali. So why does the Braisa need to speak about a case of Noidul Laben? Even without a son, she should be allowed to eat truma. Which The Gemara says that ain't a chanami, but mishum rabbanan. The chiddush was is that when there's a son, so then even the rabbanan would agree that she's allowed to eat truma. Before we get to the son case, why didn't Rav Nassan argue in the reisha of the brisa? When the reisha said that this case where they didn't do nesuin until she became a cheresh is that she's not allowed to eat truma, why didn't Rav Nassan right then and there argue and say that no, she could eat truma? Says the Gemara, shavakul rabbanan ad mesaimim vasayu vader palgalayu. He let the rabbanan finish their thought and then he argued. Yehachi asked the Gemara if he was being so patient. So then, listening, Meisa ben eino echalas Rav Nassan oimer echalas. Why, by the case of Meisa ben, does Rav Nassan speak up before the chachamim? He should have let the chachamim say their thing and then argue. Says the Gemara, Kasha, that's Taka Kasha. Why, once he was being patient, why didn't he go to the max and wait until the rabbanan spoke first?